at Veterans Memorial Field. Austin Schindler producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. Here's a ground ball by Blake Karsh over to third, and knocking it down is Rogers across the diamond, and a 5-3 put out.
Boy, Rogers has been kept busy at third base over there and just doing an excellent job. Short hop again, kept it in front of him, kept his composure, went and got the ball, and he knew Blake was going down the line pretty good and just threw a strike over there. He could put a little extra on if he has to, can he?
Exactly, he can. Nathan Beyer steps up to the plate. 2-0 Hadley leading here in the top of the fifth inning, and Nathan Beyer drives this to right center field, and that's going to drop in front of the right fielder. He overruns it a little bit. Beyer takes the big turn at first, but Nathan's going to hold on, picking up Riegel's second hit of the afternoon.
I think the ball is a little wet coming in from the outfield, too. I would think the grass would be a little bit damp, wouldn't it?
After the rains we had earlier this morning, you bet.
I would think so. It looks like it's a little bit of a haze again, doesn't it?
It does. Some activity over in the Hadley bullpen, Don. It looks like a draftee down there throwing. As Josh Beyer steps to the plate for the Regal Eagles, Nathan Beyer takes his lead at first.
I can't catch the number of them. Look like Russ Ackerman from Adrian. Like a There's double number, isn't it?
Yeah, strike call to Josh Beyer and 0-1. One out, one on. Reinsma's pitch. Curveball missing a little bit high in the count. Now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Reinsma working from the stretch. Nathan Beyer takes his lead at first. And he comes home. Beyer will take a strike called and 1-2.
Right down the chute, wasn't it?
That it was. Josh Beyer had an excellent regional tournament for the Regal Eagles. One ball, two strikes the count. Here's a quick throw to first, and Nathan Beyer back safely. Nathan had his four-year-old here today. He was sitting up in the bleachers when they came to the ballpark. And Nolan. Nolan's sporting his Regal shirt.
Josh hit over 500 in the regionals. I think it was around 520, 529, somewhere in there.
Another throw to first, and Nathan Beyer back safely. Kirby Hemish is eating in front of us. That is a radio no-no.
Whatever it is, it looks good.
Yeah, two balls, two strikes. That's right. That's right. 2-2 the count as Beyer takes a ball outside. Kirby Hemish will be joining Don Heinen for our El Rosa and Blue Earth game this afternoon. And then he
got that the other way around. I'm joining Kirby.
Oh, you're joining Kirby. Okay. Okay. Well, then Kirby and Kurt Hemish will have the Cold Spring Rockies game at 7:30 tonight here on KASM as they take on Waconia. Beyer takes outside a ball and 3-2. Now, Reinsma so far has not walked a man. He's given up just the two hits. Those have been the only two base runners. A little wind blowing here. And Beyer will follow this back and out of play the count at 3-2 yet. Josh, a fly ball to left field and his only at bat today. We'll have St. Martin baseball tomorrow here on KASM, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. St. Martin takes on the Bemidji Blue Ox. Here's Josh Beyer blooping it down the right field line. Coming hard is the right fielder, and he's not going to get to it. Nathan Beyer had to wait to make sure that he was going to miss it, and he actually dove for it and could not come up with it.
That looked like trouble from the get-go. It entered Randy. Right fielder was playing pretty deep, I thought, for Beyer there. And for Josh, playing very deep, I thought, in right field. And he had to come a long way, and second baseman couldn't get back there either. So
this bottom part of the order, getting it done. Here's Derek Dangerud. Dangerud today, 0-for-1, or actually 1-for-1, had a base hit.
Just kind of looking who's coming back from the bullpen there, and I It's actually two draftees down there.
They were getting their thrown in down that right field line. Hadley in the first base dugout, Regal in the third base dugout. We're sitting right next to the third base dugout, Don and I are, out in the open. Got a little tent over the top of us just in case it would rain.
Sleeping bags are packed.
That's right. There's a strike call to Dangerud. And 0-1, Campson on deck for Regal. 2-0, Hadley leading Regal, top of the fifth inning. Eagles trying to put an uneven number up on that scoreboard. Here's Dangerud late on that pitch and swing and a miss, strike two.
No, you mentioned before we watched through the regional play that Dangerud got DH for quite a bit. So let off this game with a base hit.
0-2 the count. Ready on the mound, Reinsma. Looks back to second and comes home. A little bit low, a ball, 1-2. Now, Derek Leeserdon's out in right field, and he's had the Nathan Beyer ball drop in front of him in the gap, and then the other ball, too. And Derek was born and raised a third baseman. He played a lot of third. So, but now you got the Rogers kid ahead of him at third, so you got to find a place for Derek. And right field has become his position. Pitch a little low to Dangerud and the count 2-2. That was very close. Two balls, two strikes. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Hadley. No runs, three hits, no errors for Regal. Pitch to Dangerud. He'll foul this one back to the net. And the count at 2-2 yet.
A little late on that swing, I think.
More of a protect.
Yeah, he was protecting the plate there. And it was a little bit outside, but a little too close to let it go.
Second baseman comes into the infield to have a few words with Reinsma. That's Nate Winicky.
That's a good move as far as I'm concerned. You got your middle infielders. They got to take a little bit of a charge out there when the pitcher's struggling a little bit. Get up there, relax them a little bit, have a few words with them, and don't necessarily have to talk about baseball. Talk about anything.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on, and there's Reinsma stepping off the rubber in a little fake back to second.
Maybe that's what they were talking about.
Sure, sure. Two-two the count. Lights are on here at Veterans Memorial Field. The overcast skies. They kick the pitch, and Dangerud laces it to left field. That's a fair ball down the left field line. It'll score Nathan Beyer, and the Eagles on the scoreboard. It's 2-1 as Dangerud comes through with his second hit today.
Put that right on the left field line. My goodness, that was just that it was fair. Good deal.
Nathan Beyer. Can hear Regal coming to the dugout here. Pretty excited about that Dangerud single.
And
here's Austin Campson. And Austin's got some home run power in that bat, Don.
Yes, he does. He can hit the ball a long way. Batting number nine here. That's a pretty good guy to have down there, isn't it?
It is. Shane Rademacher on deck, too. He swings a mean bat for Regal. So the Eagles able to get to Reinsma here in the fifth. Now, 2-1 our score, and the pitch low to Campson, and ball one. One ball, no strikes. You're listening to Amateur Baseball here on KASM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. One ball, no strikes. The pitch, here's Campson lacing this to center field. In comes the center fielder to make the catch on the run, Joe Larson. Boy, that was hit.
Right on the button, he hit that one.
If that's hit to any of the gaps, Don, that rolls to the fence.
That rolls to the 365 mark out there, but hit it right at the center fielder.
So good at bat for Campson. Now Shane Rademacher to the plate. Still 2-1.
You got to feel good about that. You know, even as a hitter, you hit the ball hard, but you feel bad because you hit it right at somebody. You know, you feel good. Should have had a hit when you hit the ball that hard, but it doesn't always happen that way. Nick Bryan is going down to the bullpen with their draftee, Ross Ackerman from Adrian.
So, two outs, two on yet. Here's Shane Rademacher. Shane 0-2 today. A couple ground balls to the infield. Rines must pitch, and Rademacher bloops this to third base. One hopper, and it bounces, and it's going to stay fair. Rogers came in, Don, and he couldn't catch it in the air, so he thought, well, I'm going to let this roll, and it stayed right on the grass. So it's still a live ball, but they have grass base paths here.
Yes, they do.
And that ball just died in the grass.
Kind of stuck in the ground a little bit, spun, and he was going to let it go fall, and it stopped right before it crossed the line.
A swinging single for Shane Rademacher. The hits are even on the scoreboard. Five apiece, and here's Jordan Beyer batting with the bases loaded. And two outs. Jordan Beyer will step out of the batter's box. Now Reinsma, who Don, I think, has had more success pitching out of the windup,
yes,
still stays in the stretch.
It surprises me a little bit with two out.
Nathan Meyer on deck, and oh, Riga would love to get to Nathan Meyer here. Two outs, the base is loaded, one run in, 2-1 our score, Hadley on top. Pitch to Jordan Beyer, and Jordan lifts it to left field, right at the left fielder, Chris Halber. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Eagles here in the fifth. They come up with one run on four hits. There were no errors and three left on base. We played four and a half innings. It's Hadley 2, Regal 1. More baseball coming up here on KASM in a minute. Hey, we're back at Hutchinson Baseball Park, Veterans Memorial Park, bottom of the fifth inning, and the Regal Eagles able to get a run in that top half of the fifth inning. Now trail 2-1 to Hadley and Chris Beyer. Maybe with a little confidence booster there, Don Heinen.
I think so, Randy. You know, they got their drafty warming up in earnest right now, and Ross Ackerman from Adrian, and I got a feeling there may be a pitching change coming for the Hadley Buttermakers.
All right, here we go. Top of the order for Hadley, leading it off, Joe Larson. Larson 1-for-2 so far today with a double.
Usually how it goes, the hardest hit ball didn't fall for a base hit, but they had four hits in that inning.
That's right.
One went 75 feet.
Pitch to Larson, a strike called, and 0-2. Larson has scored one of the two runs as well for Hadley today, scored on a two-run homer by Blake Rogers. It'll be Larson, Derek Leeser, and Blake Rogers here in the fifth inning for Hadley. Byers 0-2 pitch, misses a little high, and the count 1-2. Yeah, we'll have more baseball today on KASM Radio coming up right around 5 o'clock this afternoon. Al Rosa and Blue Earth right here from Hutchinson, and then the Cold Spring Rockies will be playing later on against Waconia as Larson takes the pitch, the 1-2 from Beyer, and rips it right up the middle, a base hit. He hung the curveball.
I think he did that to Blake Rogers in the first inning, too. He just kind of got it up a little bit out of in the strike zone, and that's not going to fare real well for you.
So one on, nobody out, and Derek Leeser at the plate. Nathan Meyer in over at third, expecting a bunt, and there's the bunt. Nathan Meyer picks it up barehand, throws it into the runner. Chris Beyer swipes at the runner, and the ball comes loose, and so it'll be an infield single for Derek Leeser. Nathan Meyer, I mean, he did almost everything he needed to do there, but Derek Leeser's so fast.
Yeah, Nathan Meyer had to come off the bag up the line a little bit and try to cross his body to tag him backwards, and kind of knocked the ball right out of his glove there.
So nice play. Hadley gets back-to-back hits.
And this isn't probably what you really wanted to see.
Oh, look at that, Don. The official score is tough.
Ooh, E5. Wow.
I don't know about that. Well, they're going to give him an error. And we'll live with that. So an error on Nathan Meyer over at third. And at the plate, the dangerous Blake Rogers takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And, you know, normally you'd probably get a bunt here with runners on first and second.
Not this guy.
I don't think with Blake Rogers at the plate, they're going to be bunting. No, the 1-0 pitch. Curveball, a strike called, 1-1.
Moved up at the plate. Did you notice that where he's standing? He's got that back foot.
Wow.
Even with the point of the plate, and the front one's right up in front.
And I think Chris Beyer throws fairly hard yet.
He's waiting for that curveball.
Rogers launched a three-run blast. No doubt about that. Talk about being in a zone. Blake Rogers drills a three-run homer over the left field fence, and it's 5-1 Hadley.
Hochta. That's got to be there. I tell you, kept that down and inside, and I think that's what he was trying to do. He moved up on that plate, and he thought, I'm going to get to that if he throws me a curveball.
Wow.
I'm going to get to it before it breaks, and I think that's what he's doing. Smart hitter.
Number 24, Eric Winicky.
Blake Rogers with a three-run blast to go along with a two-run home run. And all five RBIs for Hadley, and nobody out here in the fifth. To the plate, Eric Winicky, the shortstop. And the first pitch to Winicky, a strike and 0-1. No balls, one strike to Winicky. Winicky will pop this one up over by first base. Nathan Beyer giving chase right by the fence, makes the catch for the out. Nice catch by Nathan Beyer. So one out, Beyer. You know, they have steel bleachers down the line here, and basically they have like a little grass porch there that has no fence, so you can watch the game.
That's artificial turf right there, isn't it, I bet, too, huh?
Could be.
Nathan, this buck could sit down and catch that, couldn't he?
Here's a foul ball by Max Zwart, the first baseman, on a play in the count 0-1 to Max.
I think he did kind of sit on that cement foundation over there, or that block.
0-1 the count to Zwart. One out, nobody on for Hadley here in the fifth inning. They've scored three. They lead 5-1. Chris Beyer ready on the mound. He kicks, delivers, and here's a foul ball by Zwart down the first baseline and the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Zwart back in the box, the left-handed hitter. They kick the pitch, inside a ball, and 2-2.
You're not showing strikes. Much emotions on some of these pitches, but I'd be questioning a few of them. They're really close.
Zwart, another foul ball down the third baseline, out of play. And a count 2-2. Chris Beyer, he chews bubblegum, Don.
Yep.
And I see that that last pitch he was delivering, as he was kicking, he still had a bubble coming out of his mouth yet. So Beyer kicks, delivers, and the pitch bouncing away from Dangerud, and the count full at 3-2. Now, we are obstructed here by the dugout, so we can't see if there's anybody throwing down in the Regal bullpen. But last week, Don, they got some excellent relief help from Brian Kingery down the
end. Yes, they did. I think he threw, five innings in that game?
Ended up getting the win as Zwart sticks the bat out at this pitch and bloops it over the shortstop's head into center field, a base hit. So that'll be the seventh hit for Hadley, and Tim Beyer out to have a word with his pitcher, Chris Beyer. And he's going to take the ball from Chris here, and we're going to get a pitching change. Brian Kingery is coming out of the dugout. He will be the relief pitcher. So while we have a pitching change, let's take a 1 minute timeout here on KASM Albany.
AM 1150, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you back at Veterans Memorial Field. Pitching change for the Regal Eagles, Don.
Brian Kingery, the draftee, will be coming in for the Regal Eagles. He's a draftee from the Atwater Chuckers. Relieved last week in that extra inning ball game. He threw, I believe, five innings total. Pitched excellent for the Regal.
And Mr.
Beyer, Chris Beyer, will assume the designated hitter role, I believe, now.
You bet. Chris started out the pitcher slash DH, and so he can remain in the game as the DH because the draftees cannot hit. And Kingery's first pitch, two. Right-handed hitting Trent Carlson, a little low of ball, 1-0.
That's kind of how Kingery started out last week, too, in that game against Shakopee. And not Shakopee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Shakopee, yes.
Getting my
We've seen so many teams and so many games. Yeah.
Started out a little sluggish in the first inning, and he was out there too, but after that he was pretty much lights out.
There's a ball, 2-0 now to Carlson. Zwart takes his lead at first, and the pitch missing inside, a ball, and 3-0. Brian Kingery.
This is our 19th game, isn't it, Randy?
It is, our 19th game.
Apologize if we get the teams mixed up a little bit here. So,
and Carlson's going to take four straight, ball four, and he'll go to first base. Thanks for joining us today here on KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. If you're listening in HD, thanks for joining us there. If you're listening on our FM 107.7, we love being on FM too at 107.7. Or if you're joining us today via our stream, mychasm.com, or on our your cell phones, your smartphones, thanks for being there as well. At the plate, Chris Halbert, the left fielder. His first pitch to Halbert, a strike, 0-1. And Kingery will miss inside, a ball, one ball, one strike.
That was Kingery's curve ball that he tried to keep on the inside corner. A little low.
1-1 the count. Kingery kicks, delivers the fastball. That catches the knees, and 1-2 the count.
Bringing that one.
Little zip on that, you bet.
So what do you think the yellow tarp thing here is in front, Randy? What's that for?
I think maybe, Don, when they get the heavy rains, that it can wash the Jaeger line. So maybe it slows that heavy rain down, because there's there's cement around here, and I bet you they've had that happen where it washes onto the grass. Pitch a little bit low and inside, the count, two balls, two strikes.
Okay, now people listening, now that's his assumption of this, so I'm going to still look at this a little close, because it's running down this way quite a bit, isn't it? Maybe they do divert it this way.
Two balls, two strikes, and that's going to hit Halber in the elbow, and it's going to load him up again for Hadley. Well, we saw Kingery come in last week, Don, and struggled with his control in the first inning that he pitched, but then he was lights out after that.
Yeah, absolutely. So getting a visit from Nathan Byer to the mound here right now, and he can go in the windup if he wants to. There's only one out. I think he's going to elect to go into the windup.
So Brian Kingery now pitching with the bases loaded.
You know, probably not a bad move here. You're putting Nathan behind the base runner at first. Gives himself a little bit more of an option to get to the ball.
At the plate, DH Alex Peterson. And I don't know if we got flyover day or what, but there's another plane going over us.
Our airport here?
There's a swing and a miss by Peterson, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Where's that? Your private jet circling here to take you to the wedding later yet?
No. There's a swing and a miss, strike two, and whoo, Kingery is just raring back and firing, and 1-2.
Coming out of the stretch right now, he's putting everything behind it he's got.
Ball and two strikes, bases loaded, middle back looking for a double play ball. Peterson will foul this one to the backstop. The count stays 1-2.
Kind of a nice decorative rock they got along the sidelines here off the backstop, off to each side. It's a beautiful park.
Ball, two strikes. Kingery's curveball. There's strike three called, and it freezes Peterson at the plate. He's out on strikes.
So there, as a hitter, you're looking fastball, 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 and then Kingery comes with that change curve or whatever he calls it, and man, throws him.
Good pitch. Winicky.
It'll bring the number nine hitter, Nate Winicky, to the plate as Hadley has batted around here in the fifth inning. Nine players have come to the plate. Bases loaded. First pitch to Nate Winicky. The second baseman is high for a ball, 1-0.
You know, look at Kingery. He doesn't look like he puts a kind of at ease with that fastball that he brings.
Pitch two, a Winicky. I don't know where that was, but it missed, said the home plate umpire. And 2-0. 5-1. Hadley leading Regal here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kingery's pitch and a shot to left field. That's a base hit. It'll score one. It'll score two. Here's the throw back into the infield, and An RBI single for Nate Winicky makes it 7-1.
Wow, put that right down the left field line, too, he did. And I don't know, was that a curveball?
I think it was.
Change up or whatever it was. And Kingery looked at Denerud, too. He said, I shouldn't have thrown that one.
Yep.
I didn't think he was catching up to his fastball.
So Zwart scores, Trent Carlson scores, Chris Halber goes to second, and on at first, Matt Winicky, and here's Joe Larson. He bats for the second time this inning, and already the fourth time in the game, Joe Larson is 2-for-3 so far today. First pitch from Brian Kingery is high for a ball, 1-0. 7-1, Hadley with the lead. That pitch goes off of Dangerud's glove, and runner's going to move up to second and third on the pass ball.
Looking at Hadley's coach over there at third base, he's going to have that coach's box wore out. Moves around pretty good.
Yes, he does. Joe Larson at the plate. Pitch inside, a ball, and 3-0 now. So Kingery has come on. He's been able to get only one out, a strikeout. He's walked now two as there's ball four. Walk two, hit one, given up a hit. And the base is loaded again.
I'm adding right fielder, number 25, Derek Leeser.
And I hate to say this here, but they're getting dangerously close to getting back to Blake Roberts again here.
Oh, I know. Or Rogers, Blake Rogers.
Blake Rogers, I'm sorry, yes.
But here's Derek Leeser. He's the number two lead hitter. Derek reached on an error in this fifth inning. Also had a base hit back in the third. First pitch of ball. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Smart hitters here right now. They're going to wait to see if Kingery can find the strike zone again.
Ball and a strike. Kingery's pitch, curveball, catches the inside corner, and 1-2 now to Derek Leeser.
He's got a good curveball, doesn't he?
He does. 1-2 the count. Two outs. Bases loaded. Kingery kicks, delivers. Leeser laces it past Josh Beyer into right field, a base hit. It'll score one. It'll score another run. And it's 9-1. Hadley.
All right, nice piece of hitting by Derek Leeser again there. Just a line shot past the second baseman.
So on the play, Joe Larson pulls in to second. Leeser at first.
Number 9, Blake Rogers.
And Blake Rogers to the plate, who's 2-for-3 today. Two home runs and a strikeout. Five RBIs. Bats with runners at first and second and two outs. First time he faces Kingery, and the pitch inside, a ball to Blake Rogers in 1-0.
Still fighting gnats off. I think he's... He wasn't pointing, was he?
No. I've had a mosquito bothering me. Here's the pitch. It goes off of Dangerud's glove again, and one ball, one strike.
Boy, Hadley's bats come to life here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Impressed so far with what we've seen from Hadley. One ball, one strike. 9-1, a 7-run fifth inning for Hadley. Kingery's pitch, and Rogers takes inside, a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two on the count. Pitch to Rogers is high, and 3-1.
Well, this could be a very good pitch for him to hit here right now.
It could. 3 balls, 1 strike, and Rogers swings and fouls it off behind home plate. Count stays 3-1. I think that's some Alrosa fans and ball players that have entered the park, and the count full at 3-2. Yeah, Alrosa would be playing Blue Earth following this game.
Yes, they will.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Blake Rogers at the plate. Runners at first and second. Brian Kingery kicks, delivers, and that's going to hit Rogers in the shoulder. And so the second hit batter for Kingery, and Tim Byers going to come out of the dugout, and this might be it for the relief pitcher, Brian Kingery, as he just can't get it done here in the fifth. Scheduled up, Eric Winicky. We'll see what Tim Byer has to say to Kingery out on the mound right now. Nathan Byer over there with Tim Byer. And it seems like they'll probably stick with Kingery. Justin Schrader, the draftee, Jonah Johnson, the draftee, are both here for Regal. And they choose to stick with Kingery.
Like we said, we can't see if anybody's warming up here down the left field line, but...
To the plate comes Eric Winicky. Winicky has been quiet. He is 0-for-2 with a walk.
Hey, you just can't find a plate here, Kenny Kingery.
No. Ball 1 to Winicky, and that pitch is low, ball 2. 2-0 the count. Long fifth inning. Two balls, no strikes. Brian Kingery kicks, delivers, and Winicky takes a cut at that pitch, and 2-1, and I think he saved him.
Yeah, that was ball 3, I think, wasn't it?
It was. Two balls and a strike. Third base coach over to get that ball. That was fouled off by Winicky. Kingery's pitch. Ooh, that's going to hit Winicky in the shoulder, and he's going to go to first, and these aren't... they aren't sticking their elbows out. And Tim Byer is coming out now to make a pitching change here, as that'll score another run for Hadley. It's 10-1 in the fifth inning. A pitching change coming here for the Regal Eagles. Austin Campson will come in from center field, Don. And looks like Josh Byer is going to go out to center field. Chris Byer is going to go play second base. And so that'll be it for the Eagles, as the designated hitter now is a position player for Regal.
Yes, he is. Chris Byer will go over to second base now.
And so all the changes internal here, what we're going to do, we're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back with more baseball here on KASM in a minute.
SM, Kazan.
Brandy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. At Veterans Memorial Field in Hutchinson. Don, we've got a pitching change for Regal.
Yes, the center fielder, Austin Campson, will come in the pitch, and Josh Byer will take over his duties in center field, and Chris Byer will move over to second base.
So now the DH is officially gone.
Yes, it is.
If they do bring in any more pitchers, a draftee maybe, that pitcher would be just temporary. Because you couldn't hit him in your lineup anymore.
No.
At the plate for Hadley, it's Max Zwart, the first baseman, and Max ground ball to Byer at second, and Chris is going to make an error on the play, scoring the 11th run, and now it is a 10-run ball game, 11-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So, boy... how does that work out? The new guy, you bring him in defensively, and he gets that first ball hit to him. That's how it usually happens.
It does, doesn't it, Randy? You don't know. You know, Chris went out, and he's sitting there for quite a while, too, you know, and he comes back in, play defense, but it looked like a kind of a routine ground ball, didn't it?
This is the 15th batter in the fifth inning, and here's a foul ball down the first baseline. That'll go into the crowd section, that metal bleacher stand down the first base line, and the count 0-1 to Trent Carlson.
Almost thinned a bunch of them out over there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Trent Carlson walked back here in the fifth inning. There's a strike called, and 0-2 from Austin Campson.
So the wheels pretty much fell off here for Regal right now. They need to get out of this inning and try to get something going again.
A 9-run inning, and the pitch bouncing in the dirt. Does not get by Dangerud, and the count at 1-2. Not a lot of room behind home plate if something were to bounce off.
And it's all brick around there, you know. They got the padding straight back, but if it comes straight off, we've seen it before, it comes back pretty quick.
Campson's 1-2 pitch, and fouled back and out of play by Trent Carlson. The count stays 1-2. Ball and two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded for Hadley here in the bottom of the fifth. Campson's pitch and another foul to the screen. And the count staying 1-2.
Yeah, we've seen more hit batters now in this game than we've seen for a while.
They've scored 9 runs on 5 hits here in the fifth. There's been the 3 hit batters. There's been 2 walks. There's been 1 error, 2 errors. So it's been a mix of everything. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's a shot up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Josh Beyer will field it in front of him, and station to station go the Hadley Buttermakers. It's now 12-1.
I did not expect this, Randy, did you?
No.
No, it was no. Well played ball game. Good pitching. Was. We were thinking that...
We had a 2-1 game going to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, Rensma was running into trouble the last inning. We thought, well, they were warming up some of their draft picks because Riga was making a move, and boy, I'll tell you what, Hadley has responded.
Here's Austin Campson's pitch to Chris Halber, and Chris fouls it back and out of play in the count 0-1 to Halber.
I'll tell you, none of these guys get cheated at the plate either, do they?
No. I guess we really didn't know what to expect out of Hadley.
No, we didn't, no.
But there, if you look at the teams that come out of Region 13, there are some good teams out of that region. Got the likes of Milroy, or actually Milroy will come out of that region. I probably got the region wrong here, excuse me.
I think it's Tennessee, isn't it?
Region 13. Yeah, so actually Milroy did come out of that region. At the plate, Chris Halber, the count 1-2, bases still loaded, 2 outs. Campson's pitch and Halber skies this one to center field. Josh Beyer. Now Blake Karsh will make the catch for the out, and the long fifth inning comes to an end for the Hadley Buttermakers. They score 10 runs. 10 runs on 6 hits.
10 runs on 6 hits.
2 errors and bases left loaded. After 5 innings, it's 12-1 Hadley leading Regal. We'll take a 1-minute timeout on KSM Albany. Top of the 6th inning. Justin Rensma comes out for the 6th inning for the Hadley Buttermakers facing the Regal Eagles, and it'll be Nathan Meyer, Chris Beyer, and Blake Karsh batting for Regal here in the 6th.
I'm going to stick with Justin Rensma for the time being.
I was looking at that Region 13, Don. Milroy came out as the number 2 seed, and Worthington comes out as the number 3 seed. Out of 13. So 3 teams out of Region 13 in the tournament. All right, Nathan Meyer to the plate. Nathan 0-2 today off of Rensma. And Justin's pitch. High for a ball to Meyer and 1-0. 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Hadley Buttermakers. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Regal. Meyer ground ball past Rogers and into left field, a base hit. Boy, Rogers tried in his best effort. He dove for it and still couldn't come up with it in a base hit for Meyer.
I just enjoy watching him play third base, don't you?
I do.
He's kind of methodical. He goes about his business. Nothing real flashy, but he usually makes the plays.
He does. Bring Chris Beyer to the plate, Regal's second baseman. Chris 0-2 today. Hit a line drive to Rogers at third in his first at bat. And a ground ball to Rogers. Pitches inside a ball, 1-0. Well, the Eagles, if they're going to get back in this one, Don, they got to just start picking away at him. He got a leadoff single by Meyer. Chris Beyer takes a strike, called in, 1-1.
No, the reason they can't bat 10, 12 guys in their inning either. You know, he's been in trouble here last inning. He was getting in trouble, and leadoff single here in the 6th inning.
going to take some pitches, some good at-bats. Randy and Don with you. As we had a little bit of an internet outage there, I hope we're back with you now. As they turn a double play, Don, how did that double play go?
1-4-3.
A 1-4-3 double play.
The right fielder, number 2, Blake Kirsch.
Just what they didn't need here at this case.
Right,
here.
Right.
Here you go, 2-ball.
1-4-3 double play. Reinsma delivers. And Karsh takes a strike called in 0-1. The ball's in a strike. There's a ball and 1-1 to Blake Karsh. 1-ball, 1-strike. Reinsma ready on the mound, delivers. A little bit low and outside, and the count at 2-1 now. 2 balls and a strike. Two balls, 1 strike, and the pitch high to Blake Karsh, and 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Reinsma. Pitch and Karsh will rip this down the left field line. That's a fair ball and a base hit right in front of the left fielder, Chris Halber.
Keep plugging away here, Regal. They did a couple base hits here once in a while, but that double play kind of wrecked an inning that could possibly have been a nice inning for Regal again here. It's not over, though. 2 outs.
That's right. 2 outs, and here's Nathan Beyer up at the plate. Blake Karsh at first. Nathan so far today. 1-for-2. And Nathan, a ground ball to second. The flip to the shortstop covering second. 4-6 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Eagles in the sixth. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on base. We played 5.5 innings. It's Hadley 12, Regal 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. It's state tournament baseball on KASM, brought to you by Painesville Mutual Insurance, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance in El Rosa, Central Minnesota Realty, BNS Excavating, Lake Henry Implement, and Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Bottom of the sixth inning, Don. We got a pitching change again for Regal.
Yes, we do. Jordan Wozmik will come in to pitch here in the bottom of the sixth, and they'll take... Josh Beyer will move back to second, and I believe, yep, Austin Campson went back to center field. So I think Chris Beyer's day is probably done, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Wozmik on the mound. The first pitch to the Hadley Buttermakers DH, Alex Peterson, a ball, 1-0. There's a strike called, and 1-1. Wozmik, a left-hander, facing Peterson, the DH, who is 1-for-2 today. Had a walk. The 1-1 pitch, and a strike called, and 1-2. I all of a sudden think the home plate umpire strike zone's getting a little bit bigger.
I think you're right on that account.
12-1 our score. Hadley leading Regal. Hadley having that big 10-run fifth inning. Here's a swing and a miss. Peterson is out on strikes. As more pitchers go down to the Hadley bullpen, we might see a new pitcher in the seventh.
I just heard something from a fan behind us back here. We're sitting out here in the open with a bunch of people kind of around us all. We can hear little things. And you always hear the little quotes in baseball. How about a little bingo here, you know? Did you hear that in a long time?
It's been a while.
It has. How about a little bingo?
At the plate for Hadley is Nate Winicky, the second baseman, and he fouls the first pitch off. 0-1 the count to Winicky. No balls, one strike. Wozmik's pitch and fly ball down the right field line. Long run for Karsh in fair territory. Makes the catch for the out. Two outs. And it'll bring leadoff hitter Joe Larson to the plate. Joe has had a good day. He is 2 for 3 with a walk, 3 runs scored. Really set the tone for this ball game, Don, when he had the leadoff double in the first.
Yes, he did. Right down the right field line and gave Blake Rogers that chance to smack one out of one of his two.
Wozmik's pitch to Larson. High for a ball, 1-0.
Blake Rogers has struck out, I believe, his third at bat. But he hit that bomb again, that 3-run homer. Man, he's hit two balls hard.
Here's Larson fouling it back and out of play in the count, 1-1. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Austin Schindler producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. We'll have more baseball coming up right around 5 o'clock today. As it'll be El Rosa and Blue Earth, both teams here ready to play. And then at 7:30 tonight, Kirby and Kurt Hemish, they will have the Cold Spring Rockies as the Rockies will take on Waconia. 2-1, the count to Joe Larson, batting with 2 outs, no one on. Pitch from Wozmik is high for a ball, and 3-1. 3-1. Wozmik has the sign from Dangerud. Left-hander's pitch on the inside corner, a strike, and 3-2. 3-2. Hadley, 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Regal, 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors. Both those errors coming in that fifth inning. Pitch inside, a ball, and Larson will walk for the second time today.
Wow, nice pitch, wasn't it?
It was. And are we going to get a pinch hitter here, Don?
I think so.
Coming up to the plate for Derek Leeser, the right fielder. It's number 26.
Josh. Unken? O-N-K-E-N. Unken? Hey, I got that right.
You and the press box guy are living in the same world. Unken, a shot to short. Fielding it is Jordan Beyer. He'll take the one hopper, run it to the bag, and that'll do it for Hadley in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played six innings. Hadley 12, Regal 1. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany.